Now, Sudha Ketapal was the drummer on that track, Insomnia, with her band Faithless, and she is here with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. She's decided to use her experience as a percussionist in an inventive way to bring electricity to millions of people who don't have it. So she has invented a percussion instrument that generates electricity. Now, we'll hear from that in a moment, and part of the reason for Oscar staying around is to enable us to hear that. Hold on, because we're going to hear the percussion demonstration first.
Oh, OK.
That was the plan.
Right, OK.
Tell us what you have to your left by way of musical instruments.
I have a simple pair of bongos, and so I can demonstrate the bongos.
OK, give us a flavour of that
first.
OK,
sure.
We have a Brazilian and a Colombian in the studio.
Yeah, I'm surprised among others.
There wasn't quite as much movement as I was expecting. Anyway, that's great. Now, Oscar, you have in front of you, well, sort of describe what Oscar has in front of him.
Okay, so the prototype shaper that I've been developing for the last year is, myself and my team, have called it Spark. Mm-hmm. It's actually, the design aspect is quite... I guess it's quite sparky, you know, it's quite jagged. It's powered by kinetic energy. So as you shake the shaker backwards and forwards, it creates a current because there's a copper coil inside with a magnet that moves backwards and forwards. So as Oscar's demonstrating, as you play the shaker, you're generating a current that gets stored in a rechargeable battery, and that battery... holds and stores the power. So the thing with this shaker is that when you shake it, you could play for 3 minutes in the morning to a track if you're shaking in a music lesson, 3 minutes again, 3 minutes again, and that power will be stored so you can use it later.
And I'm just looking at it, Oscar, you're pointing to it now. There's a little sort of plug-in element.
That's right, yeah.
And that's presumably how you get the power out
of the battery, exactly. So I've got this light here with me, and you plug in the light that goes straight into the battery. There's also a little indicator light there that Oscar's demonstrating. With the next prototype, we have the technology to implement the charging of a mobile phone. So by the time we finish, we get the prototype to the finished product, it will be able to effectively create light and effectively charge a mobile phone.
Right. I want to ask you how this applies as well, which no doubt is in the minds of Celia and Lindsay as well. What is the practical application potentially for this, do you say?
So the practical application is there's two things. Firstly, as we're aware, there are many places in the world without electricity. And I've chosen to start the project in Kenya, where the rough estimate is that 75% of people there live off-grid. So, yes, this prototype, this device, is able to create energy, but a lot of the innovation is the fact that it's through music. I mean, music is a uniter, it's a global binder, and very simply, through just playing music, you can create some kind of renewable energy. So the impact is that through a very simple way, people will be able to create their own power. Also, the second part to that is that equally important for us is to create educational assembly kits. So we want to get the component parts of the shaker into a kit so that children can learn to create their own shaker. So through doing that, they learn about engineering, they learn about technology, music, science, and then they build their own power. Now, the testing that we've done, which was out in Kenya, the feedback was from teachers. They were saying that, yes, this technology is taught, it's on the syllabus throughout Kenya, but what is lacking is the application.
brief word from you both, an observation, maybe a question. You impressed, Lindsay?
What about the materials? Are the materials easy to get? Because one of the... I used to live in Kenya, you know, and it's quite... cost of materials would be a huge issue. Mm-hmm. And also just the organisation required to get materials, particularly to more remote areas.
Absolutely. I mean, as you can see here, the prototype that we have at the moment, it's quite bulky and it's quite chunky. So this has actually been 3D printed. The next phase of our testing is materials. So we really want to source local materials. We really want to make them light, relevant, culturally relevant to wherever we're going.
Right. I'm always fascinated by 3D printing. I find it very hard to get my head around that. Cilio.
What's interesting is that your pilot project is being done in Kenya, because we all hear about the very creative use of mobile phones in Africa, in many ways more advanced than in other parts of the world, you know, for banking, for information about crops, prices, you know, fishermen use it. And the fact that the two of them can be combined, you know, so these people have the phones, but they have difficulty in charging.
That's right. And many people have to walk long distances to charge their phones. When they do get to charge their phones, they have to pay quite substantial amounts of money to, I mean, there's big solar charging stations. So that really is quite an issue.
I'm going to have to draw this conversation to a close, not because I'm not enjoying it, but simply because the clock is beating us. Thank you for coming in, Suda.
Thank you very much for bringing
both drums and your shaker. I might invite you both to sort of drum and shake to take us to the end of the programme. Lindsay, thank you very much for your company today. Cilio, likewise. A bit of drumming and shaking for the last 20 seconds of the programme. How's that for a deal?
OK, Oscar, take it away.
You've been listening to Weekend from the BBC World Service.